Let's get our brother on right now. Let's move it up a little bit. We're going to talk to Bobby Henlineberg. This is a warfighter. He's out there making a lot of good things happen. We're going to play a clip in a minute. He's a comedian. He's there. He's in Iraq. He's an amputee. Gets burned up in an IED explosion. He turns his dark humor into comedy. I love it because, you know what? Everybody can keep their pity. We're going to keep driving on, and I love what he does. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, doing good. How's it going?
It's about time we get you on the show, man. I mean, you're so popular out there. I got to wait in line. What's your career looking like these days?
It's looking good. It's crazy. You know, who thought that just joking around to help myself get through some of the pain would turn into making others laugh and traveling the world and helping other soldiers? It's amazing.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I was watching you put out for Christmas. You're talking about the Bobby Henline doll, and that was pretty interesting. I put it on my page, and this other, he was kind of sticking up for you. He's or for the community. He didn't know about you. He's like, I don't find that funny at all. I was like, here's a clip. This is the guy. And tell me about the Bobby Henline doll. That was hilarious, man.
Yeah, I did a couple years ago, and I thought about bringing it back. It's a little Christmas ornament. We all take a nice little army toy soldier figurine and chop its left hand off and burn its face, and it's the Bobby Henline Christmas ornament.
Oh my gosh, man, we have a 6 6 of humor. I was talking, we can do this though, you know, because this is our community. You've done your time in the hospital and on in the combat zones. I've done mine, so you know, hey, we talk a little trash to each other, have fun with it, because you know, nobody else can do that, and we turn it into a show because we want America to see that this is our community. There's nothing they have to be afraid of. It's nothing they have to be freaked out about. We're just people, and we're just getting through life. Let's talk real quick. Actually, before we do this, let's play the clip, just a little bit of it. Give everybody an idea of what you're all about. This is hilarious. This is hilarious. Go ahead and play that.
Good son, everybody, huge round of applause for Bobby Henline.
You should see the other guy. Yes, I'm a burn survivor. Thank you. I've been extinguished for years. Thank you. You see, it's actually a rare birth defect. My mother, unfortunately for me, had to work through a pregnancy at the circus. She's a fire eater. And now she thinks she has a right to complain to me about her acid reflux. Well, on a real note, you know, I was in the Army. I did 4 tours in Iraq. Thank you. I love my job. You know, I gotta say, I had a great time, but I gotta tell you, man, that last tour was a real blast. That's right, my homie got hit by a roadside bomb. Crazy, right? It's crazy that it took me 4 tours and an ID to figure out my lucky number was 3.
Oh man, that's rich right there. I did 4 tours in Iraq. The last one was a real blast. I had to do 4 tours to find out my lucky number was 3. That's hilarious, dude. That's hilarious. Good stuff there. I hope everybody checks that out. Tell us about your book. You got a book out there, right?
No, I don't have a book. I have a documentary.
Documentary, that's right.
Comedy Warriors. It was on Showtime last year. It's on Netflix now. Comedy Warriors, Healing Through Humor. It's about 5 severely wounded veterans learning to do stand-up comedy. And we get help from Zach Galifianakis, Bob Saget, Lewis Black, all give us advice, you know, along with hearing our stories. It's really an inspirational film. It's wonderful. You can get it at ComedyWarriors.com. Check it out on Netflix. All kinds of ways.
I like that. ComedyWarriors.com. And for those more interested in Bobby Henline and what he's got going on, go to the Tipping Point Boone Color Facebook page. We're going to put up his information and just give more, you know, what's going on. You're also, am I wrong, you're an inspirational speaker.
Yeah, I do inspirational, motivational speaking. I like to share my story to help others look at life in another perspective. You know, when they think that they can't go on or life sucks, I help them see it in a different way. If I can help more people than that guy hurt, that killed my buddies, that hurt me, then you know that's the best revenge I can get for my buddies and their families. So I will continue to help and serve.
I love it, man. I appreciate what you're doing. You know, this is the time. We were talking about this earlier on the show, and I want to get your opinion on this. We got just a little bit more. We got a little bit of time. Let's talk about this. Right now, as I see, and I'm looking at all the things that are happening within the warfighter community, and we're looking at 2015 truly is the beginning of the warfighter renaissance period. It's the connection. It's the bridge between warfighters of yesteryear that we've had so much respect for, and now we're building a bridge to showing the world what the warfighter community is going to look like for the next 100 years. This is our renaissance, and it's happening in part because of the way we use social media. We have that available so we can organize differently than what other warfighter generations were doing. We have warfighters out there doing fantastic things as they always did, but now we're coalescing more as a community itself, not just individuals doing cool stuff. You're out there doing comedy and motivational speaking. Mike Schlitz is out there doing his thing. I'm out here doing my thing. We got, you know, Brian Chung, All Warrior Network, there in Hollywood doing his thing. We've got Tim Kennedy doing the MMA thing. I mean, really, the whole community itself, it doesn't matter where you're at. At the end of the day, we come back to center. We're a warfighter first, and you are a big part of that, and you're letting America know through comedy who we are, what we're about, and where do you see this renaissance going as a community?
No, I see it going great places and helping the country wake up, you know? We've been at war for so many years now, and we got so many young men and women now with everything winding down that will be out there, and they'll be looking for work, they'll be in ways to help each other, to help this country move forward and protect itself. Yeah, we're coming, and we're going to help take care of everything and wake everybody up. That's what it's about. You know, we've got to take care of each other and do that.
I think the
general public will be able to laugh at what I do, but I got talked into this, 5 years ago, and I learned that it works.
It absolutely works. And as a community, when we continue to rely back on each other, you know, we always keep a mission in front of us and a battle buddy next to us. Everything works out. That's how you start to get over your stuff. So for the guys out there staring at the crack in the curtain, not knowing what to do and just kind of still on that zombie dope and stuff, really, at some point, what has to happen is you got to get a battle buddy and a mission. That's the way it works. That's the way we are built as warfighters. And if you're one of those warfighters and you know your buddy's sitting over there staring at the crack of the curtain, reach out to him. Just like Mike Schlitz says earlier, you know, sometimes you can't reach out for yourself. So what do? We go back and we pick up our buddies. That's what we got to make happen. And when you're doing your thing, Bobby, did you have that period of time? We just got like 2-3 minutes here, but did you have that period of time when you were in that funk after you got hurt? And
that first year was horrible. The survivor's guilt and trying to deal with everything after 4 tours, my family, it was hard on me. I felt like a burden on my family. I'd pray to God to take me every day. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't think I can serve again. I didn't know how I can be useful at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's reaching out and helping somebody else, other burn survivors came in and gave me a hand and said, you're going to be all right. You know, Mike Schlitz and I were in the hospital same time together. We actually used to live 7 houses down from each other. But, you got to help each other out like that. And we got to be willing to ask for help. That, we try to play tough guys and gals all the time. It's hard for us to ask for help.
That's true. You know, speaking of Mike, this happened. We were hanging out. I think we were in D.C. or someplace. And he was talking about, how he travels around and stuff. And somehow we got on the subject. He's like, when he's on a plane, he puts his luggage in the – he doesn't have any hands, for those that don't know. People don't know. He doesn't have any hands. So he puts his luggage, or he gets his luggage put in the overhead compartment. And, getting it up and down, he has to look at strangers and say, hey, can you grab my luggage? And he kind of gets where I was coming from when he said that, like, oh, my gosh, how can you ask for help and ask for people to do something for you? And he responds very matter of fact. He goes, that's my life. That's how I get things done. I don't stress about it. I just get it done. That's my life. I accept it. I move on. Where a lot of us, and I appreciate Mike for doing that, because it gives permission to the rest of us who need help. Like me, I talk about my TBI all the time, more since Mike told me that, because it is my life. And if I do miss things and people get mad at me, I apologize, but they also know that that's a factor. Putting it all out there like that, you inspire people, bro, to also put it out there, and then they're empowered. How does that help you when you're empowering other warfighters?
That's the best feeling in the world, when I can help out other warfighters, and I get to do it, luckily, in all countries. Once a year I go to Canada, and we do a Wounded Warrior Weekend out there, fishing, golf, and comedy, and we bring in Australians, Great Britons, Canadians, and U.S. troops all together. Because we're all going through the same thing, no matter where you're from.
Right.
So we understand that. And the best thing is just talking and sharing with each other how we deal with it.
And, you know, that's a good point. And we see that again on social media. The Warfighter Nation is worldwide. It's us. It's our allies. We have a lot of listeners in Canada, the UK, Australia. And, you know, really, the Warfighter Nation is worldwide. And as these things happen, we not only have an opportunity to change America, but the world. And you know what? I kind of like that picture because we do things right and we help each other. And I think the world needs a little bit more of that.
Yeah, I like to say to the guys and gals out there that might be having survivor's guilt, you know, we have our bad days, but think about it. If you weren't the one to make it home, what would you want the survivor to be able to do? You'd want them to live their life to the fullest. You want the best for them. So know that your brothers and sisters want that for you.
Yeah, you know what? I look at it, and I agree with you. When you got a warfighter trying to get to heaven, well, if you're still hanging on to them because you got the survivor guilt, they can't get there. So you got to honor their life, and you got to let them go. And you got to do for them how you'd want them to live their life. I love it, brother. I got to take a break. I got to go. But can you come back on the show another time?
I sure can.
Hey, man. I love it.
Will do.
Keep doing what you're doing. Let's get on.